Voting rights advocates gathered in downtown Boulder on Saturday to call on Congress to pass the For the People Act. It was part of a national day of action organized by a group called Represent Us. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better gathered these interviews from the rally.
My name is Casey McKenzie, and I'm working with Represent Us to put this on, which is a national organization. We are here to try to put pressure on the Senate, senators, to pass For the People Act. And it's urgent because they just moved back the date that the census data is going to get delivered, which is going to be Thursday, August 12th. And at that point, states are going to start partisan gerrymandering. And there are 16, according to the Brennan Center, there are 16 states that are ready to go and will be gerrymandered by the fall, which is soon. And it's anti-democratic. And it's really scary because it doesn't represent the people. And between that and all these states that are changing the laws about who counts and certifies elections, that they can change the result of election if they don't like it. It's really scary that I fear we're going to lose our democracy. And it's coming up quick, so they need to do this before they go on August recess. By the time they get back in the fall, we could be slipping towards an autocracy. So For the People Act, or HR1, or S1, all the same, has three main components. One is about protecting voting rights of everyone, so that everyone has fair access to the polls. And then it's also about getting big money out of, you know, so billionaires can't buy our elections. And it's also has a big ethics piece to make sure that our politicians are working for us. And so it puts a lot more ethics rules in.
What about the HR4, the John Lewis Act?
That one is more about enforcement. So if states are suppressing votes and things like that, then you can go in and correct it. So somebody was saying it's sort of like a sword and a shield.
So we are here at the corner of Canyon and Broadway. There's people with holding signs here and all these. Why are you choosing to do it here in Boulder, where a lot of people say this is a very progressive town, you don't need to worry so much?
So Represent Us had, this was the week of action. And so there were events like this in at least 28 different states this week. And Colorado, Boulder is very progressive, but this is about calling attention to our senators to make sure, I mean, they're both supporting For the People Act, but they need to know that nothing can get in the way. We can't let the filibuster get in the way. It's a anti-democratic, racist, stupid rule that we shouldn't lose our democracy over.
My name is Lexi McLeod, and my sign says honk for voting rights on both sides in very colorful red, white, and blue. And I decided to come here because it's really important to protect voting rights, and our closest opportunity to do that is to pass the For the People Act. And that's time sensitive. It has to be passed before the 12th needs to be done, or the districts will get redrawn and they won't be able to get drawn again for 10 years. They redraw the lines every 10 years based on the census happens every 10 years, and that's the data that they use to redraw the lines, the district lines for Congress. So it's just important that the act gets passed so that the lines are drawn fairly.
So my name's Cam Hill. I'm the Associate Director with Colorado Common Cause. We're a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and we do democracy strength. Our work is focused on strengthening democracy and holding power accountable. So we're here to support the passage of the For the People Act. We believe that, you know, your right to vote should be the same no matter what state you live in. And as we're seeing across the nation, there are attacks on voting rights. Just a few, Florida, Georgia, the attempts that they're making in Texas. And so we need the For the People Act to pass, because we need to make sure that everyone across the country has their right to vote is respected. We need to end partisan gerrymandering, and we just need to have a democracy that works for everybody. And so that's why we're out here. We're trying to raise awareness about the For the People Act and really pressure Washington to get it done. We want to get it done as fast as possible because the census data is coming out in a few days, and these states across the country are going to start their redistricting processes. And if they're allowed to gerrymander like they have in the past, then we're not going to see truly fair elections in the future. So we want to get this passed as soon as possible. Our democracy is at stake, and the future of this country, I believe, is at stake here. So we need to see it passed as soon as possible.